This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I really appreciate how engaged our listenership is, even if we don't always agree. Hopefully, we will have significantly more fun in this segment because this is just, you know, it's just a little bit more fun. I'm really excited because somebody on the fan text has already totally changed up the question. So my original question was, what's the craziest thing you've ever seen at a sporting event? All right. And I don't mean like it's a trend or whatever. I mean one night, one event, one game, whatever. What is it? So 23 years ago yesterday was Mike Tyson biting off the chunk of Vander Holyfield's ear. Although somebody tweeted or texted in, which I'm very excited about, is 22 years ago this past weekend is when Undertaker threw Mankind off the top of the Hell in the Cell.
I actually saw that.
Through the table. It was awesome. I was watching that live with my friends and we all lost our minds. So it could be either one of those. I just want to know, what is the single
Do you think they ever practice that,
okay,
by the way? I just want to go to this Undertaker because I have seen the highlights of it. Like, how do you know that you're going to survive?
Okay.
Is that 20 feet?
Yes, and that's a great question. I actually know the answer to that in this particular thing because Mankind talked about it in his book. Is they had had one Hell in the Cell match before, and it was freaking awesome. And so Mankind was like, I don't know what we're going to do. And his really good friend, Terry Funk, watched the match back with him, the first one between Undertaker and Shawn Michaels, and he goes, well, you're screwed. And because he was like, there's no way you could have a better match. And so he said, what if I go off the top of the cell? And then he presented that idea to Vince McMahon, and Vince McMahon said, have you been to the top of the cell? And he lied and said, yes, yes, I have, and I can do this. He said, had he actually been up there, there is no way he would have done it. Because he goes, because when I got up there, I was like, oh, my God, this is too high. But then he was like, but at that point, the match had started. We were live. It was too late to change my mind. But he said, had he told the truth, there is no chance he would have done that. So for me, it actually might be the Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield thing, because I remember I went with my group of friends and we had all watched the fight on pay-per-view and we went to the Denny's afterwards because, you know, that's what you do. And so we were talking about the fight and
make sure you put no salt and pepper on anything.
Oh, you know it. Why do you think I was going to Denny's and why I love Applebee's?
Oh, this makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all clicking now.
Love bland food. Give me a shout, Chili's. And so we went there and we were talking about the fight and some people overheard us and they were like, oh, what happened in the fight? And I just looked right at him. And I go, yeah, Mike Tyson bit off part of Evander Holyfield's ear and then the fight was over into DQ. And I think they thought I was kidding because I didn't even really break pace and we kept moving. And so that fight right there might be the single craziest thing I've ever seen in a sporting event. From the 940, we get the Super Bowl blackout. Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
That was wild.
From the 817, I saw a guy die once at a flat track motorcycle race, and I was 10. Oh, my gosh. And from the 817, we all know you're lying. You have no friends. That is hurtful, but that is very fair. And from the 214, I don't know. I think it might be that wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl. All right. I didn't actually see that happen.
What?
When it happened, because it was, I'm not always super engaged in the Super Bowl halftime show. I feel like that's for a lot of people, but maybe not for me. And so I was in the kitchen or something, and one of my friends, or whoever was actually there, said, oh my gosh, I think they just showed Janet Jackson's boob accidentally. And so then, of course, we all rushed out there. We were like, hold on, what happened? And so then, of course, it took over the world. But yeah, I definitely did not see that immediately when it happened. What is it for you guys? Is there a single thing that you're like, that's the craziest thing ever?
Well, I can remember live being, I know this is minor league baseball, but I'm on the Akron Arrows and I'm in the stands doing the chart. So back in the olden days, we had pieces of paper and we had to chart the whole game. One pitcher charted the whole game and one of the other starting pitchers charted the whole game of the velocities being thrown. Then at the end of the game, we would hand them to the pitching coach so he'd have all the velocities and all the pitches and everything. So I'm in the stands, and it's a famous hitter, Jason Worth. He ends up, you know, making the big leagues, played a good 12 to 15 years in the major leagues. And he's up to bat, and this pitcher, Joe Roa, is pitching for us, who has, like, a cup of coffee in the major leagues, some around, you know, about the same time I have. And Jason Worth, he's kind of a cocky prospect, and he hits the home run. And I don't really think anything of it. I need to get to my paper, and I need to write down the pitch, the velocity, where it was hit, you know, get my chart ready for the next hitter. So I write it down. I didn't see what Jason Worth does after he hits the home run, but Joe Roa took big offense to this. And I've never seen this in baseball before, and I don't believe I've ever seen it after. So as Jason Worth touches third base, Joe Roa charges Jason Worth.
Oh, no.
So he touches third, and then our pitcher decides, I've had it. I don't like the way that he's running around the bases, or I don't like the way he's pimped the home run. I don't know exactly what it was, but Jason Worth didn't get to just go touch home plate, because then there was a fight between the pitcher and the guy who just hit the home run in between third base and home plate. So that was one of the craziest things I've ever seen that I haven't seen since, where a guy hits a home run and he's not allowed to go around the bases because the pitcher charges him.
Wow. I don't think I've ever even heard this before.
No, and so that was an awesome one where I was like, I can't believe that that just happened. And so that's something that I feel like is something that I saw that I don't know has ever happened in a baseball game before or since.
Okay. That is an outstanding one. This one I have to read because this might be the craziest thing I've ever heard. From the 817, fan, I was at the New Mexico versus Texas Tech football game in 1994 when the Mass Rider and Horse went wild and ran into the wall of the stadium.
Yep.
Later, they had to put that horse down. It said later had to be put down. I'm assuming they just mean the horse and not the Mask Rider,
right,
because that seems like that would be too extreme. Did you know about that, Mike? I don't think I've ever heard that.
Being, you know, not Texas Tech alum, but I signed there in 95 and was going to go there. Yes, I knew about that situation that recently one of the horses decided to run into the wall.
From the from the 469, I'm 23. And let's see, the Janet Jackson thing happened, what, 15, 16 years ago? And they said those were the first boobs I had ever seen. Fascinating.
Congrats, I guess.
From the 469, the OJ chase during the NBA Finals.
Oh, man.
That's a crazy one. Like, I'm telling you, Bassick, I don't know if you ever heard this segment when we did it. Maybe we bring it back at some point. Maybe it's this week. Maybe it's another time. I really believe that outside of 9/11, I know 2020 is really throwing all of this into a mix, but I really think that the OJ murder experience and trial might be the second biggest story in the history of my life.
That sounds like a terrifying ride.
Yeah, the OJ experience.
The OJ murder experience.
Gives me my Heisman trophy back. Don't forget, that's why he actually went to jail. And so that was like the biggest thing in my life up to that point ever. And so I remember how crazy it was that they were just following this car chase to interrupt the NBA Finals with a New York team that's obviously like the biggest media market. And it was just wild. Reggie,
Yeah.
What do you got? Is it Randy Johnson exploding that bird?
It is
have
not.
Multiple,
that's incredible.
Multiple people bring that up. That of all the like quick videos that I've ever watched that are like 5 seconds long, that one and the guy skiing by the family picture saying, "I'm a giraffe." Those are probably,
what?
Oh my God, yes. It's a 3 second video. Just look up skier, I'm a giraffe. Of videos that are 5 seconds or shorter, that one and the Randy Johnson one I've watched more than any other short video by a long shot.
So I know it's going to surprise you, but my instance comes from the world of soccer.
Sure. Was it a soccer stadium was filled with Americans? You were like, what is happening here?
I did not take Zing. The shot at you Americans. That was
That's
Kevin
fair.
Hagelin.
That's fair.
This happened in the 2006 World Cup final. And it was a insane happening from Zinedine Zidane. Have you heard of
yes!
this name?
When
and
I imagine headbutted that
yes.
person.
Yes, he headbutted a Italian defender Materazzi, I believe, Marco Materazzi.
And you like made up any name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was incredible because like Materazzi had like conceded a penalty really early in the match. I think like 7th minute, and Zidane scored, and they'd just been jawing back and forth. And I think the thing that ultimately did it is like. Materazzi said something about Zidane's sister, I believe, or some woman in his family. And the thing that got me is like you're watching this live and you think if somebody gets mad, right, he's going to punch you or he's going to kick you. But like, I mean, he's a soccer player, right? Like he uses his head. And like in that instant, I guess he just got mad enough where he was just like, boom, hit him head straight into his chest. And it just like. It was insane because you don't expect that to come. It's like the Mike Tyson ear bite. Like,
yes.
How is that the response that you think that you're going to use?
I'll tell you what. Do you guys think that is the ear bite is more crazy than just a few years before that?
The fan man?
When Riddick Bowe and yep. Evander Holyfield were fighting because Holyfield's part of both of these. And Chris Arnold's told the story because I believe he was there. He was covering.
He was everywhere.
The fight, and you know they could see him flying above way high, and they just didn't think he was going to actually like go into the kind of arena or whatever. But then when he did, and then Riddick Bowe's people decided, well, this fight's over. I'm kicking the butt of fan man. And then you just see this guy with his parachute, you know, somewhere where he can't really move and a big fan on him just getting the crap beat out of him by people.
Because he got tangled up in the ropes.
Yeah.
I 100% remember the fan man story. So you know what? Maybe that is a weirder situation. Also, I don't want to say this is funny in case this is true from the 469. I'm 37 and Janet Jackson. Those were also the first time I ever saw boobs. So, I mean, I don't know what to say about that. I've seen several votes for the, I think it was it the 89 World Series with the Giants and the yep. A's with the earthquake. And remember, we had Will Clark on talking about how just astonishing that was. So I would put that up there. And I know this is a local thing, but it kind of goes to what Bassick was talking about when it's just something that you completely don't expect, like with the Jason Wirth thing. The Rugi straight up punch Batista. I was about 5 to 10 minutes behind on that game. But I was watching, and I was like, what the hell? And then I was way further behind because I watched it back like 80 million times. And you would not expect that a dirty slide would turn out to be one of the most iconic punches ever.
And the cleanest right hand.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Cleanest straight right I've seen in, like, a sports fight ever.
I'm telling you, I feel really bad. I need to look it back up. But the photographer from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram posted a picture. I immediately reached out, and I was like, can I use this picture for our Facebook page? And he goes, as long as you give me credit, it was an amazing picture. It got shared like 500,000 times off of our Facebook page and 4.5 million people liked it because we had it up immediately. And shout out to the Fort Worth Star Telegram because, man, they got that punch amazingly. The Malice in the Palace.
Yeah.
It's amazing that we have to just like Malice in the Palace. We're just throwing it in there. Dale Earnhardt. Getting in the crash and dying at the end of the Daytona 500. And it's just, there are so many, but that's why I wanted to bring it up because the Mike Tyson thing, I was watching it live and I was like, holy crap, this is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But it sounds like maybe Fan Man surpassed that or OJ surpassed it or there's a whole bunch of great stuff there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.